The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
There's been very little formal use by the government, by the HSE, of the rapid lateral flow antigen testing, and we still cannot quite fathom why. But one man who is involved in antigen testing is Dr. John Doherty, CEO of JACE Testing and consultant anaesthetist at Altna Gelvin Hospital. John, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you for having me on.
Now, tell me how JACE came about and what was it about antigen testing that prompted you to get involved?
Well, I suppose before JACE even started, my involvement with testing has been going on for about 12 years, where I've been involved in testing with sports and diagnostics arena. And so I was in touch with laboratories who had access to new and types of testing that were coming out. So, and then if we go forward to February 2020, I got coronavirus myself. I had COVID-19 way back at the start, and I found it quite difficult to get tested. There were things that you had to do and protocols that you had to go through. Particularly that was important for myself as a frontline health worker. So I guess JACE came out of that experience, and I felt the need that we needed to make testing more accessible to people. I saw a gap in the market, essentially. So I explored the different types of testing that were available at that time. And of course, at the start, there were very few. All we had really were PCR tests. But I felt that with the timing constraints for getting a PCR organized, getting the test done and waiting on the results back at the start, it was nearly too long to halt COVID in its tracks. So I guess that's where my interest in the rapid antigen test started from. I felt that people needed quicker answers. I felt that it was incumbent to have almost immediate response to concerns, that we could stop outbreaks and we could halt it in its tracks.
Now, so, you have, as a company, deployed antigen testing in various commercial settings. Explain what you've done.
So back at the start, we were used mostly in the food industries up around Northwest area in Donegal, where the incidence of COVID was particularly high at the time. So we were used in the fishing and food industries up around the Dentys region and Killybegs. So and that's really where my interest and attention sparked, because I felt that this was such a vital tool that enabled industries to keep on working whenever the incidence of coronavirus in the population was so high. So then I guess word of mouth, Ireland's a small island and people get to hear about things quickly within the industry. What we were able to achieve in Killybegs and the fishing industry really spread throughout the country to other industries. We've been in Dublin since April of last year with probably one of the largest employers in Ireland. I could safely say that's our biggest success to date. We've been working with the largest commercial building project in Ireland. And we've been testing somewhere in the region of between 14,000 to 7,000 people per week. So we were actually called in response to an outbreak that they had at the time, which is of national Irish concern, both from a health point of view, but from a huge political, socio-economic concern.
Now, how does it actually work? I mean, how many workers could you test on that construction site in a morning before they actually go on site and work?
So typically on a Monday is our busy day, if you want to call it, and we would start testing at 6 a.m. Now, the workers are spread across multiple sites from the city, and where they travel to the site itself, the construction site itself. So we test in multiple teams throughout different locations, about 4 to 5 different locations. And by from 6 to 9 a.m., you could safely say we would test somewhere in the region of 3,500 to 4,000 people.
Okay, and your results are delivered, what, 15 minutes?
Well, the results actually are delivered in 15 minutes, but we have developed processes to quickly allow people to be tested with minimal disruption to their day. So, for example, if people are turning up there for the different bus route sites to go to the construction sites, we have them waiting at a maximum of about 5 minutes, 5 to 6 minutes. So the results themselves, although they come 15 minutes, we've worked in conjunction with our partners in the construction industry to develop technology and to develop process management, flow management, so that people themselves are not held up, but the results, if they have a problem, are fed to them through contact through their phone, and then they return back to base.
And what sort of levels of infection have you therefore encountered in that period since last April?
So we're very pleased to say that when we first came on the site last April, we had a huge problem of 5% incidence of coronavirus. So it was a huge concern, obviously. But within 10 days, we managed to get the incidence down to 0.15%. So it's a huge impact, allowing, families and individuals to be safe, but also allowing the site itself to continue. So,
So huge benefit there. Now, we've been talking about other jurisdictions where commercial operators like yourself in maybe in Germany, in Denmark, where they set up testing facilities to allow people to enjoy hospitality, for example. If they get the go-ahead, they get a QR code or whatever on their phone, which allows them to enter restaurants and bars and so on and so forth. The government seems to be very reluctant to try to scale up in this way. Would it be difficult to scale up?
Not at all. I mean, really, I think the experience that we have learned, I could see that many different organisations, not just ourselves, and even the government, could benefit from the lessons we have learned and our exposure to these mass testings to scale it out to many large-scale events, concerts, large gatherings. Yep, I think that's totally possible. And it's really, through good team working across multiple different sectors to get them all to come through and use the technology that's there. And it is there. You've mentioned QR codes. We make use of those. And I think it's a very reproducible thing. For example, people getting tickets to go to concerts, they already have QR codes which are identifiable to them. So it's not too difficult to actually make that little stretch further to link that up with testing.
So don't reinvent the wheel is your message. By the way, what's the cost if you do ramp up to do mass testing? What's the cost per test? Because, you can buy in a supermarket or in a pharmacy, and certainly in Germany, you can buy an antigen test for less than €2.
Yeah. So, I mean, the cost is dependent really on the numbers, I guess. I mean, as you rightly say, the antigen test is the cheap part of it, but putting people in place to actually do the procedures themselves, the testing, you need experienced people. You need people who have done it before. You need people who are efficient at managing the data collection. All of those things cost money, but if you were to look at a total price per person, it really would be from €10 up. That's really what you're talking about, I would imagine. But again, it's dependent on the event and the specific requirements.
All right. Dr. John T. Doherty, CEO of Jace Testing, thank you very much for joining us.